Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, we concluded the study of Blessed Are the Poor in Spirit. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new study of Blessed Are They That Mourn today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready. We'll be in Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 4 today as we continue our study on the Beatitudes. Now, as you know, we do a verse-by-verse study through a book of the Bible normally, and then when we finish a book, I'll try to do a short study on something, and then we'll go right back to another book of the Bible. And so right now, we're looking at the Beatitudes, and today's Beatitude is, blessed are they that mourn. Well, I hope that you are being faithful to your local church. Lamp and Light broadcast does not take the place of anyone's local church. We want you to be sure of that. I'm not the one that will be performing the weddings in your churches across this country and around the world. I will not be doing the funerals. Your own pastors will be doing that, and you'll be calling on them to do that. And so let me encourage you that if the Lamp and Light is on at a time in your place where you're having revival meetings or you're having some other kind of a meeting involving your church, something else is involved, then your church comes first. Now, always remember, we are on the web, and you can go to our website, and you can download any radio message that you miss. And then I also say with that, your tithe belongs to your local church. And so if you say, boy, I'd like to send something to the Lamp and Light radio broadcast, please don't send us your tithe. Now, a tithe is 10% of your income. 10% right off the top goes to your local church. That's the way it should be. That's biblical. Now, an offering is anything above 10%. Again, your local church should be considered first, even in the offering. However, if God lays another ministry on your heart, then the offering is where you start with the other ministry, not your tithe. Now, if God has laid it on your heart, then he has a special blessing for you with that. Now, special blessings doesn't mean you're going to get rich in this life, doesn't mean you're going to all of a sudden be living in this great big house and you're going to be having $1 million in the bank. No, it doesn't mean that at all. Doesn't mean all of a sudden you're going to be the healthiest person on earth. When God lays something on your heart and you do it in obedience to him, then there, I believe, is reward laid up in heaven. And there's a blessing with God in doing that. But you don't tithe or offer for your own material gain in this life. It has nothing to do with that, believe me. Now, my God shall supply all your needs in Christ Jesus. And so he'll take care of your needs, but not if you're going to be frivolous. And if you're going to be a kind of person just as undisciplined in handling your money, then you may end up having needs, not because God didn't supply it, because you threw it away when you had it. God lays on your heart an offering, something above a tithe, then do it, because God has a way of taking care of your need if you'll let him and let him show you how to do that. Now, if an offering is on your heart and you're listening on a radio station that produces good, solid Christian music, not this rock and roll stuff, and Bible teaching is plain from the Word of God, then, my friend, you may consider that radio station if it's not a commercial station. If it depends on the tithes and offerings, because although we may be on that station, there are other programs on that station as well, and that station needs to stay on the air so that we can air on there. Now, if after that God has laid us on your heart, then yes, we'd be happy to receive an offering. None of the monies that you send go to pay salaries, whatever. Instead, they're always reinvested right back into this radio broadcast. Many times, equipment is needed. Equipment upgrades are needed to be able to present to you a quality presentation, especially as this word goes around the world. Do you realize that in a little over 5 years, we have been downloaded over 200,000 times? And this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. We wouldn't know how to do that. God did it. But again, some of the equipment that we buy and then some of the things that we do for radio comes through our listeners. Those that have written me know that we also don't have a mailing list. We do not mail a monthly letter. If you send us a gift, we send you back a letter within a month acknowledging your gift and letting you know a little bit more about the radio ministry as life goes on here. But we do not then put you on a regular monthly mailing. And so we're not doing those things that create a lot of business, okay, a lot of money. We're not doing those things. This is a ministry of Central Baptist Church, and we're limited in how much we can do, and that therefore we're not on other radio stations. We're not on the radio stations we could be on because we pretty well take care of everything. So again, be faithful first to your local church. Be faithful with your tithe to your local church. If you're listening to a commercial-free radio station that honors the Word of God and is right doctrinally, then help that radio station. And then if God should lay us on your heart, yes, you could help us. But again, do God's will, God's way, and that's always best. Well, now, if you have your Bibles ready, we'll go to Matthew chapter 5:4, as we look at blessed are they that mourn. And that's almost the whole verse. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Now, in the text, we see the present promise, blessed are, and we also see the future promise, they shall be. And we see that often with the Beatitudes. If we were to take this beatitude and turn it inside out, then we would have the virtue of the world instead of Christ. And one would also lose the present and future promise. The world has entertainment, sanitariums, and philosophy with the goal to take us away from our mourning. Yet, Christ instructs us to mourn. And I want us to examine this teaching of Christ, this beatitude, this blessed are, in light of the teaching of Jesus Christ. Now, the first thing I want you to see, this mourning is not the mourning of the world. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, it says, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." The first thing you need to understand is that mourning is not self-pity. Cain said to God, "My judgment is greater than I can bear." Now, Cain does not express sorrow for sin. He does not seek to be right with God. Rather, this is the, well, why me, God? Why would you allow this to happen to me? It's that attitude. And as if we're so pure and so holy and so good, God owes us something. And it's just the opposite. Instead of trying to learn what God is teaching us, this is the person that sees only, hey, I'm troubled. I'm inconvenienced. and I feel sorry for myself, and we blame God. Well, my friend, that type of mourning is an enemy to the blessedness of God. Do not count yourselves as one of the blessed mourning people if your mourning is self-pity. We must believe and praise God. For example, Romans 8:28, where we're told that all things work together for good to those who love God, for those who are the called according to his purpose. Now, I'll say a little bit more about that verse a little bit later. But what we need to understand is that God's program is not temporary. His program is eternal. And so we need to learn to think in the eternal. We need to have eternity set in our hearts. Now, we must remember, God is teaching us as children. And he's trying to conform us to his dear son. Now, secondly, we see that mourning is not a guilty conscience. It's not self-pity, and secondly, it's not a guilty conscience. Now, Judas had a sorrow that worketh death. He didn't want forgiveness of the sin. When we look at Judas Iscariot, this man basically wanted relief of a guilty conscience. He not only betrays Christ, he murders himself. Now, that's not a righteous sorrow. That's not godly. Now, what he did in selling Jesus for 30 pieces of silver was deplorable. But he's not sorry for the sin. He's sorry for the guilty conscience. Now, there's a lot of suicide and depression, and both seem to be a form of self-punishment for a guilty conscience. Now, let me just add this. If you're contemplating suicide and you're living in depression or some other thing, you have a great guilty conscience and you think, well, I'm just going to end it all. Suicide does not end it all. The only thing suicide does is it takes away from you the opportunity to try to make amends, the opportunity to try to make things right, the opportunity to try to do things better. You see, my friend, once you leave this life, it's forever. Your mind will not go to sleep. In other words, your spirit will not go to sleep. You're not in a soul sleep. Oh, no, no. Once your soul departs from this life, it's in eternity. And the only problem is that you'll be fully conscious in eternity. You'll know what you've done, and you will not be able to do anything about it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.